So, first of all, I wanted to very warm thank all of you for having been there, having dedicated so much time in preparing this very, very impressive and inspiring talks. This has been for me, and I think for many of us, very rich 2 days on these very important topics. I personally have a lot of effort ahead of me to try to connect all the dots between all that has been said from all these disciplines that I found personally really more than inspiring, beautiful to see all together, from the ecology of ticks to the English literature, with the demography, epidemiology, history, and all the rest in between. So I hope that this will feed our thoughts and possibly act for the future for a long time. A very practical point is that François Héran invites us to have a short visit of the terrace of Collège de France, which has a very, very nice view of Paris, which would be a nice change from moving to an amphitheater with few light up to the sky of Paris, which we shall do, we could do at the end of this discussion. Now, it's really, there are many ways to start a discussion on such a broad and complex topic. We have to position ourselves. We are talking about somehow the interplay between various phenomena, notions, concepts, thousands of climates, thousands of biodiversities, societal issues, overall health. These issues are fed, are described by a variety of disciplines, from the sciences of the atmosphere, of the oceans, that have, of course, been instrumental in bringing the climate change issue. Even if, in a way, there's no, if we would debate it, as we have seen, possibly history and literature, which is not really a scientific area, have brought these issues possibly before the community of physicians. This could be debated, and that's not the topic here to discuss it. Other disciplines such as ecology, all the disciplines of environmental sciences, many disciplines interested with societies and individuals. I haven't listed all of them, in particular psychology, which, as we have heard with Coralie Chevalier, is certainly essential here. Anthropology, demography, economics, history, political sciences, all the disciplines of public health, including epidemiology, health economics, more cross-cutting disciplines such as data science. And I don't know if there's a name here, but clearly all the sciences, probably in the field of humanities, interested in societal and technological, but societal change above all. We have lots of issues that have been either directly discussed or that appeared during these 2 days. An obvious one that we are all aware of is the issue of the variety of scale, the various granulometry of the disciplines tackling these disciplines. You can discuss biodiversity, you can also look at arthropods, you can look at arachnids, specifically within arthropods, you can look at ticks, and you can look at the very specific tick species such as amblyomma. And clearly a specialist sometimes is comfortable with working on the species he knows. Society and other scientists need also the bigger picture, and moving at both scales is a huge challenge for people, for scientists, for many disciplines. We are talking about huge time scales too, going back in the past hundreds of thousands, if not million years, to projecting ourselves in the more or less distant future, at least until 2100 or later. We have issues related to individuals, communities such as cities, countries, continents, and the whole planet. Besides these issues related to scale and granulometry, we have those related to interdisciplinarity, transdisciplinarity. They are huge, as we all know. It's probably easier for scientists to interact with society than sometimes with scientists from other disciplines. Issues related to the ability to project into the future. Some disciplines are very comfortable with it. Let's say economics. Some only look at the past. That would be my vision of history, but I'm probably wrong. Some are interested in the present and tend to be always 5 or 10 years delayed with the issues. This is the typical position of epidemiologists like my community. This is clearly an issue, and as scientists, we are very careful in doing things that we are not used to do. We have issues related to the synthesis of science. Clearly, here IPCC is doing a huge job and can be seen as one model. Issues related to data availability, data harmonization. Issues related to the short time frame that action requires. Possibly the classical rational model to think, then decide, and then implement doesn't totally work. We have to think and implement at the same time and correct our action, possibly, if some decisions turn out not to be relevant. And there's clearly the question or the fear that science may come too late to bring relevant solutions to the problem that it has identified. Because science is inherently slow. There are much quicker ways to make decisions, maybe not better decisions, but much quicker way to make decisions than to try to rely on rigorous scientific knowledge. And there are huge issues related to the science-society interface. They are related to many points, and I don't want to go outside my field, but clearly we're touching ideological, we're touching values, we're touching change, and we're talking about changing the life of a large proportion of the people on the planet. So, and there are probably many things that you would like to add to this list. And now when thinking for us, for let's say the community interested in these issues to which we are proportion of that we do not represent, but if we think of our community, we know that when science progresses, it in a very simplistic way, and that's the framing that we have in the area of, let's say, environmental health science, which is probably not very general, but typically if we think about previous environmental health issues, and climate change is probably much more than that. There is a move from disciplines that would identify hazards to techniques and studies that would allow to quantify possibly the risk, that would allow to identify or compare risk management options. This is sometimes done sequentially. Then there's a need to synthesize the knowledge to transfer it to society, to decision maker, with the idea that societal change is induced. Of course, that's a model. I'm not saying it's idealistic. I'm even not sure it's been applied like that for many issues society or the environment have faced, but that's at least one possible working model. So in opening the discussion, one possible question would be what relevant next steps would be to continue and expand on the work that we have heard on these 2 days. Where would you feel that it is most relevant or urgent to act? Shall we continue producing fundamental research? Shall we do more comparison of risk management options like we have heard this morning? Shall we spend more time debating with society and trying to convey our results to the society or to decision makers? I think that could be one question among many others. You might,
Well, if you allow me, I have a couple of comments, but very briefly, then we hear the rest of the people. Well, first of all, it seems to me that something that is in common among us is the idea of co-benefits. I come from public health. There is still research to be done on public health, on co-benefits to refine the estimates, particularly the economic estimates, because there are not many papers about the advantages and disadvantages of different policies focused on co-benefits. But then I have another more general comment, perhaps for the economists, because I didn't hear almost anything about corporations, enterprises, companies, banks, investments. Now, there is a big change or movement going on, which is, for example, the ESG appraisals. And there is a lot of greenwashing. So on one side, in terms of worth, reputation, enterprises, corporations, and banks go towards a more sustainable society. In practice, I'm not sure. As I said, there is a lot of greenwashing, which was not mentioned in these 2 days. So my suggestion is that we need to do much more work on a critical examination of investments, bonds, what enterprises do. There is a big gap between statements and reality. Well, I could say more, but this is a question for economists and also for Coralie. I found her presentation extremely interesting, and I wonder whether the same concepts could be shifted from the individual, from the consumer to the enterprise, for example, reputation. there is a reputational issue with enterprises, which is filled very often with in ways that are very far from being satisfactory, because they are based on greenwashing. Okay, I stop there.